ocean and the bushes and the grass. The score is with the cook when she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind a language, it's a beating she may need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire instead of arrows in his axe. And David Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for the sweetest do you like it, cause it got nowhere to go. To get a gang of villains in a shadow patty throw. They're counting out the fibers when the handcuffs up again. They're in and out of walls of victim numbers on their names. It's funny and this is always looks a bit insane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of lighty lads who swear that as your father and they're very cool for cats and cool for to change a mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I see in my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. Give a little my soul, spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me, it's gonna be a cat, it's good for Once upon a time, Squeeze opened up for the Grateful Dead. It's true. It's in Jamaica. Home of Squeeze hits. We were huge in Jamaica. And so were the Grateful Dead. But you wouldn't have known it at the time. And at that point in our lives, we kind of weren't talking to each other, but just sort of using sign language to get by. And we went there to play the reggae Sunsplash. And of course they thought, okay, top of our list, Squeeze. So they flew us in and it was a great event. I've never been to Jamaica before or since. And we were on the same bill as Split Enz and The Clash, Aretha Franklin, Yellow Man, Peter Tosh, and the Grateful Dead. And backstage, this guy came up to me and he gave me a rolled up newspaper with what seemed to be grass clippings in it. And I thought it was a kind of curious thing, and then he sort of stuck a match to it and it went up in smoke. And I inhaled, like most good presidents do. And I went off with the fairies. It was wonderful. And backstage there was a lake and I got in a boat that was moored up there and I went out and was in the middle of the lake and Grateful Dead came on and it was, the sun was going down. It was a really amazing time. I felt like I was kind of tripping and they started playing Dark Star. Can you play Dark Star? Just drop some acid in there. That'll do. Sounds like Dark Star to me. And anyway, I fell asleep in the boat and woke up freezing cold, 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, there was a mist over the lake and stuff, and suddenly my senses came back one by one, you know, my eyes opened up and then I started to feel the cold and then my ears came alive and I heard the Grateful Dead still playing Dark Star. She looked at the disco and I think I've got a poem. I ask her lots of questions as she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. Then fire her for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She says she likes the discos and she's never on her own. I said I'll see her later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not Cats are school for cats are school for. Thank you. A little bit more guitar and a little bit me in the monitors as well, please. It'd be lovely. So I've got a new album coming out in July over here, which is, I thought I'd come now just to sort of pre-announce it. I didn't want to get in the way of the elections or anything, so so if I come now, everybody can be clued in when it comes out. And I'm really, really, really pleased with it. It's my second solo album, which is a great feat for me at my age. And this first song we're going to be playing from it is a song about what happens when you get older, or at least what happened to me. The gravity starts taking over your body and it starts to be attracted to go back to the ground again. And I used to go down the gym. I tried going down there, and there was this one machine that I got really hooked on. It sold Snickers and Cheerios and stuff like that. Energy food, yeah. And it's a song called Fat as a Fiddle.